Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linux School Watch. Tonight's show will be in John chapter 9. El espectáculo de esta noche es un Juan capítulo 9. Our call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. We're looking forward to our time together tonight. Tonight's show will be in English and Spanish. Inglés y español. We will begin in a couple of minutes. Dos minutos. We will begin shortly. Welcome to Lenning School Watch. This is Diane Lenning broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Hola, mi amigos y amigas del mundo. Tonight's show will be in English and Spanish. The first time we're doing this since we did do a double broadcast of English and Spanish in December for the Christmas story at the end of 2011. I'm going to be providing Spanish translation for the Bible. Se trata de Diane Lenning, transmitiendo en vivo desde los Estados Unidos de América. Espectáculo de esta noche es un Juan capítulo 9. Vamos a hablar de cómo Jesús será un hombre ciego de nacimiento. So we're going to be reading in John chapter 9 tonight. And I'm hoping all of our Spanish speakers around the world will at least hear the scripture in English and Spanish to help them understand better. Let's begin by praying tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the words of the Lord around the world that others may come to know Jesus. We know that only you can provide for us what is needed in life for us to have a successful, happy, fulfilled life and to follow Jesus and the pattern that he gave us on earth in the New Testament, especially in John, is the model that we all want to follow, to be like Christ. And we pray for each one who hears this lesson and all of our lessons that they will be touched by the Spirit of the Lord and drawn unto you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. We pray for protection for our family, Christian family around the world, and that you will bring people together and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. I will be reading the scripture in chapter 9 tonight in English, and then later read it in Spanish. And then I will give a salvation prayer in Spanish as well after I do the English. And we're going to have some music spread throughout. If you would like to call in or to email me, you can call in during the show only. Toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937 1-877-497-9937. And you can talk to me. If you want to email me, it's at diane@lenning.com. If you have any prayer requests or just want to comment or ask questions about the scripture, we'd like to hear from you so that you can get your questions answered and have a greater understanding of the scripture. Now, tonight we're going to find out in chapter 9 about a man who was born blind, and then Jesus heals him. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes open?" they asked. He replied, "The man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I can see. Where is this man? They ask him. I don't know. And now let's read those first 13 verses. Vanish. Se fue, vio a un hombre ciego de nacimiento. Dos. His discípulos le preguntaron, Rabbi, ¿quién pecó? ¿Este o sus padres para que haya nacido ciego? Tres. Ni este hombre ni sus padres han pecado. Dijo Jesús, sino que esto sucedió para que las obras de Dios se manifiesten en ello. Cuatro. Es siempre cuando desde día tenemos que hacer las obras del que me. La noche viene cuando nadie puede trabajar. Cinco. While yo estoy en el mundo, soy la luz del mundo. Seis. Después de haber dicho esto, escupió en tierra, hizo paro con la saliva y los puso sobre los ojos del hombre. Siete. Ve. Y le dijo, lávate en el estanque de Silo, que significa enviado. El ciego fue y se lavó, y volvió a casa viendo. Ocho, los asesinos y los que antes le habían visto pedir limosna decían, ¿no es este el que se sentaba a pedir limosna? Nueve. No me afirmo que was others dijo, no, él solo se le parece. Pero él insistía, yo soy el hombre. Diez. ¿Cómo entonces se te han abierto los ojos? La preguntaron. Once. Él respondió, ese hombre que se llama Jesús hizo paro, lo puso sobre mis ojos. Él me dijo que fuera a Silo y lavate. Así que fue, se lavó y luego puede ver. ¿Dónde está ese hombre? Le preguntaron. No lo sé, dijo. Now in English, continuing on, the Pharisees investigate the healing. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He put mud in my eyes, the man replied, and I washed, and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others ask, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. Now in Spanish, ahora en español. Los fariseos investigar la sanación. Y llevaron ante los fariseos y que él había sido ciego. Now, el día en el que Jesús hizo paro y le abrió los ojos el ciego era día de reposo. Therefore, los fariseos le preguntaron cómo había recobrado la vista. Me puso barro sobre los ojos. Respondido el hombre, y me lave y ahora dejo. Sam de los fariseos dijo: este hombre no viene de Dios, porque no guarda el día de reposo. Petro Ostros le preguntó: ¿cómo puede un pecador hacer semejantes signos? Así que ellos estaban divididos. Entonces se volvieron otra vez el ciego. ¿Qué tienes que decir sobre él? Fueron tus ojos, se abrieron. El hombre respondió: Es un profeta. Now going on in English. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. This is your son, they ask. Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see? We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said that because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. Give glory to God. By telling the truth, they said, we know this man is a sinner. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. En español, they todavía no creían que él había sido ciego y había recibido la vista, hasta que llamaron a los padres del hombre. ¿Este que vuestro hijo? Le preguntaron. ¿Es este el que vosotros decís que nació ciego? ¿Cómo es que ahora ve? Sabemos que es nuestro hijo, respondieron los padres, y sabemos que nació ciego. Pero como puede ver, ni quien le ha abierto los ojos, nosotros no lo sabemos. Pregunto a él, ¿y edad tiene? ¿Él hablará por sí mismo? Dio a los padres. ¿Es esto porque tenían miedo de los líderes judíos, quienes habían decidido que todo el que reconociera que Jesús era el Mesías fuera expulsado de la sinagoga? That era la razón por la suya. Padres dijeron, ¿edad tiene? Preguntarle, momento. Segunda vez llamaron al hombre que había sido ciego. Da gloria a Dios, diciendo la verdad. Dijo que sabemos que este hombre es un pecador. Y respondió, si es un pecador o no, yo no lo sé. Una cosa sí sé. Yo era ciego, ahora veo. Now in English, on verse 26, continuing on, then they ask him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered, I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they hurled insults at him and said, You are his fellow disciple. We are disciples of Moses, and we know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, You are steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. Now, in Spanish, ahora en español. En español. Entonces, la preguntaron, ¿Qué le hizo a usted? ¿Cómo te abrió los ojos? Y respondido, yo lo he dicho, y ahí no escucharon. ¿Porque quieren oírlo otra vez? ¿Quiere haceros discípulos suyos también? Entonces, la zamban insultos contra él y le dijo, Tú eres discípulo de ese hombre. Nosotros somos discípulos de Moses. We sabemos que Dios habló a Moses, pero en cuanto a ese hombre, no sé ni de dónde viene. Respondido el hombre, él ahora que es notivo, no sabes de dónde viene, pero a mí abrió los ojos. Going on, en español. We sabemos que Dios no echuca a los pecadores. Él echuca a la persona piadosa que hace su voluntad. Nobody ha oído hablar de la apuesta de los ojos de un ciego de nacimiento. If este hombre no viniera de Dios, no podría hacer nada. Flechas para que es rendido. Usted estaba sumido en el pecado al nacer. ¿Cómo te atreves a dar una conferencia? Y él os arrojó los ojos a todas. Now we're going to take a short break and let's worship together. When we hear a beautiful song tonight, let's hear, I am here to worship. We are here to worship the Lord. We'll be back with you in a moment.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am. You're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down.
John chapter 9, verse 35, in 1, 35, we find that there was spiritual blindness, wasn't there? People didn't understand what was happening. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." In Espanol, 1:35. Jesús enteró de que lo habían echado fuera cuando lo encontró el hijo. Priest, ¿tú en el hijo del hombre? ¿Quién es, señor?, preguntó el hombre. Dime lo que yo creo en él. Jesús dijo, "Lo ha visto, de hecho. Es el que habla contigo." Then el hombre dijo, "Creo, señor." Y se postró ante él. Jesús dijo, "Para yo he venido yo a este mundo para que los ciegos vean y los que ven el ven se vuelvan ciegos." Some Pharisees que estaban con él oyeron esto y les dicen que le preguntó, "¿Qué? ¿Somos ciegos también?" Jesús dijo, "Si fuerais ciegos, no serían culpables de pecado. Pero ahora que dicen que este puede ver, sigue siendo Thank you so much for listening to the word. Now we're going to give people the opportunity to receive Jesus into their heart. We know the scripture tells us that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's important to receive God's best gift, his Son. John 1:2, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. I'm going to say a salvation prayer in Spanish first, and then I'll say a salvation prayer in English. If you'd like to accept Jesus into your heart, now's the time. Señor Jesús, yo sé que me han separado de ti, caminando en mi propio camino, caminando en la oscuridad. Confieso que he pecado y creo que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios vivo. Les pido a Jesús en mi corazón y deseo que tú estarás conmigo y el Espíritu guarda en mi caminar como cristiano. Quiero seguir los caminos del Señor. Muchas gracias por Jesús, quien murió para es que mis pecados pueden ser perdonados. En el nombre de Jesús. Amen. In English, dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm separated from you, but I want to be a Christian and to walk on the path that Jesus walks, to be like Jesus. And I ask, Lord, that you would forgive me of my sins and come into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I ask the Spirit to guide me in this Christian walk. I want to walk a Christian path with Jesus. And I thank you so much, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my salvation, that my sins may be washed away and I may be forgiven and have eternal life. And I do accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. And thank you for God's best gift. In Jesus' name, amen. The angels in heaven sing, when one accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that the Lord wants each one of us to be a part of his family, but he's a gentleman. He leaves that up to each one of us to decide whether we want to be a part of God's family. And I'm hoping and praying that each one of you who hear this will become a part of God's family. And for those of you who have, let's just praise and worship the Lord. Let's glorify the Lord Jesus right now together. And just praise the Lord that you have received in your heart. Praise the name of God.
Glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify.
praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. It is a good time to learn how to worship when you have accepted the Lord into your heart. And that's why we bring in music to help you to hear the words that other Christians have put to music in which they are expressing their love for Jesus. And so we're going to listen now to How Great Is Our God. We believe God is great and that he can help us through all of our problems. God doesn't say that all of our problems will go away, but he promises that he will be there with us, and he is great, and he will be there to intervene on our behalf and to be with us. And his angels he sends to be with us will be there for us. Let's listen to How Great Is Our God. Christians, how to say the Lord's Prayer. It is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. It might be good to learn it in English. I'll have to get it translated into Spanish for you. I will do that eventually here. So stay with us, and you can listen to any of our archive shows at your convenience around the clock at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and rehear this show or any other shows you'd like to hear. All have English and many have different languages with it. If you're interested in learning English and other languages, you might find that enjoyable. So right now we're going to, I'm going to say a prayer and then I'll end it with the Lord's Prayer. And we hope that you will join us again next month. I'm going to try to do Spanish once a month on this week, which is the third Wednesday of each month, so that you can look for that on Facebook. I am on Facebook. Look up Diane Lenning. I have two pages, so you might have to look for the one where I'm wearing the gold suit and friend me there. And you can also look on my wall and see when I post. I post when I'm on the air. And then I can post around the Facebook world for those in Spain and Spanish-speaking countries as I get this up and running for you. And then you can click on there and listen to the shows after they're made or go to the website. So you can access me through the website on the Internet or in Facebook. Either way, I'm looking forward to you catching up with us. All the rest of the languages we started in February in the first chapter of John. So eventually I will go back and cover the first few chapters in John 1 through 5. But I'll let you know when I get that done. We'll just start from this chapter and then move forward and finish it in sync with the other languages for now. So let's bow our heads together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time together, this special time of learning about the Lord and reading the scripture together in various languages so as many people as possible can hear the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation he brings and the new life that we can live that brings peace, harmony, and love for one another and forgiveness and teaches us kindness and long-suffering and how to work with others in a workable way in which we can function together of all different peoples around the world with one mind in the and in the spirit of the Lord. Now let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord right now together as we close tonight. Just praise the Lord together. Many people praise the Lord in song or saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We know you are the Almighty One, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We praise you, Lord, that you will come again on the Mount of Olives and rule and reign again on this earth and bring peace. And stop the violence among humankind. Lord, pray for that day. Lord, we respect people of the world, each one as a potential child of God. We pray that you would soften their heart and woo them unto you by your Spirit, Lord, that they will come to know you as their own personal Savior. That they will come to know the personal salvation, the experience of having a personal, godly father, brother, friend, and guide. and one who walks with us daily. So help us be like Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for all these things. Believe in the answer. In the name of Jesus. Praise you. Thank you. Love. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for each listener. For each child of God. Until next time, this is Diane Linney, your host, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. Hope you will join us next time. Adios, amigos. Hasta luego. We hope you'll be with us next time. Take care. Good night, all. We love you. God loves you. I love you. And all our hosts love you. Adios, amigos y amigas. Hasta luego. Good night, all. Bye-bye. Adios.